First round of the King of the Ring tournament. The Fiend still beating the brakes off Legends, man. Listen, we got new tag champions. What the hell is going on Raw? Let's go.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
God. Old Maggie in the catbird seat today, man. Old Maggie, man. You can't keep a good guy down, is what they say. You know what I mean? They always out here trying to hate on your boy. They always out here trying to keep a brother down, repress me, keep me all bottled up.
Who's that?
I don't know. When you just say that, you keep it real broad. You know what I'm saying? You don't ever emphasize who it is. Like, man, these people out here. But, I welcome everybody to the AfterBuzz Raw show, man. I miss my man Flo Beetho. com. He over there on the East Coast, back
posting
home. Posting pictures of him and like his daddy is gardening, whatnot. Flo Beetho doing his thing. Proud of you, my man, doing your stand up thing, man. Literally, it takes guts to get up on that stage and tell jokes to people that you don't know. Some people that you do know, but most people that you don't know. I really hold that in high regard. To me, the hardest form of entertainment is stand up comedy. So props to my man, the mayor, FloBeetho.com, Jim Alexander. I hope you're doing okay, brother.
Oh, he's doing fine.
I know you out here moving and shaking, messing with all kinds of women in Chicago. You literally need to get healthy. You over here dating, but listen, to each his own, man. Maybe
yeah,
that's how
you tell the full story.
Maybe that's his therapy, man. Mm. But with that being said, man, I want to start my amazing panel, man. Listen, Jack don't crack. I thought it was Black don't crack, but I was wrong. This whole damn time, it's Jack don't crack.
That's the key. That's
my
the trick.
Favorite sharecropper on the planet, DJ Extraordinaire, got Orange County on lock.
Did you say sharecropper?
Yeah, because Jack Farmer. Because Jack Farmer.
I had to Google what that meant.
Yeah, you were like, oh, it's a farm thing. Jack Farmer.
I can't with you. I really can't.
What's up, brother?
Man, I'm excited to be here. I thought this was just an amazing Raw. I'm super pumped to talk about it.
I
I'm
agree.
Blown away.
100% agree. And my girl in the middle, man, listen, Black Girl Magic, the black girl from the great white north. Y'all figure it out. I don't know how that worked, man. Apparently, there's a whole lot of people from Trinidad and Canada. I don't know what the hell going on up there. They still got mountains. They still got one traffic light. They just got running water last week. Universal health care. TK Trinidad. It was good.
Oh, man. Everything is great, y'all. I can't even between Jack don't crack and this one.
Yo,
got a whole new Twitter page, Coco Cena.
Yo, Coco Cena. I had to do a cleansing. I had to do a purge of my social media, man. Before I get way off track, listen. Michael Blake was good. Evangelina was good. Wong was really good. Bosa was good. Dylan, my man from down under, was good.
Back.
Emmy was good. Michael Blake was good. Jack Farmer in the chat was good.
Eric.
Oh, what's that? Zachary Robinson was good. Charlene was good. Eric Clark was good.
Eric Clark is new, no?
It's a lot of new people, and I'm going to get to all y'all if I can, man. Y'all, I appreciate y'all. The Real YT was really good. Jay Will was really good. DJ Sip was good. Who I'm thinking about? Murph was good, baby. But I want to start out by saying we had a very amazing, to me it was amazing Raw, man.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, I don't know what the hell's going on, man. It's not like, I'm all about the flagship, man. I got the flagship symbol tattooed on my right wrist, man. I'm a lifer, man. Listen, this the Black Pearl. WWE the Black Pearl. Captain Jack Sparrow is Vince McMahon. I want everybody to understand this right now. Damn it. But it's getting better and better as the week's going on.
Yes.
I don't know what the hell's going on. But first, I want to ask Jack Farmer, what did he think of tonight's Raw?
Yeah, I absolutely. It was great. There were so many things I really, really loved about it. All the matches were great. I think anything that wasn't a great match at least had a reason for being on. I love King of the Ring. I'm so excited about it already. Mm-hmm. I have a perfect bracket still so far. So spoiler bracket.
Smelling yourself
he has
right
a
now.
Whole notebook
bracketology.
Of notes and
jacketology.
Brackets and jeez.
Jackets. Yeah. Jacketology.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
All right. He's prepared.
I am ready.
TK, what'd you think?
I liked it. Period.
Oh damn. So before
it was really good. I don't have notes. I just go off the dome. But it was great. It was entertaining. The match was great and you're looking forward to what's coming up next versus you predicting what's coming next and you being over it and just want that next thing to happen.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Before I move on and get into the crux of everything, Jack, what was the match of the night for you?
Ooh, that
scroll through your notes.
That is a tough That's a tough one.
I know. I wanted to get that out. I want to start doing that each week. Match of the night.
It was. Because I thought the McIntyre Corbin Ricochet Miz match was great. I thought Joe Cesaro was great.
Great.
I thought even though the outcome was pretty clear, Reigns Ziggler had a great match.
Amazing. That was my match of the night. But go ahead.
Yeah. No, I think that might be it. The only thing that I would say holds it back is that it was pretty clear that Ziggler wasn't going to win that one. But a great, great match.
There was that moment though when he hit him with that zigzag. You were like, and that 2¾ count was pretty interesting. But you're right though. You know, we've got accustomed and we kind of preconditioned that Ziggler's not going to win in a big match.
Fine.
You know, that's just how they've been conditioning us for that. But TK, what did you think was the match of the night or the match you were most entertained by?
Definitely Ricochet. He had those Prince Puma moves. Did you see when he entered the ring? That was like classic Prince Puma. He was just I don't know if they said, you know, just go with whatever you're feeling or whatever. Not. But I was definitely feeling the match, but in particular Ricochet, because he had bit more character.
It's more juice, too, man. Yeah. He was fired up tonight.
You were invested, like, okay, I want to know more about him. Mm-hmm. So it was. I believe that was one of the matches for
Quick shout-out to the crowd of St. Paul. They were fired up tonight, man. St. Paul crowd was hot, man. They was hot. I know maybe they're starving for some wrestling, some good old-fashioned wrestling, but they were fired up, man. So first of all, get back to the match we were talking about. Kind of opens up on Roman Reigns. He comes out pacing. He's snarling. He's walking around here, man. And listen, I don't know if I'm crazy. I mean, y'all could be crazy, man. I've been known to be crazy, man. Listen, man, I got problems. I got issues, man. I got things I'm working out, man. I can't afford a therapist right now, so I just Google everything. I YouTube all my issues. You know what I mean? Am I a narcissist, man? Do I have problems, man? Am I too hard on am I too hard on the street profits, man?
I'm terrified to be in the same room as you.
No. So what I'm trying to say, I could be crazy. Man, is Roman Reigns not the best he's ever been right now? Am I tripping? He's unbelievable right now, man.
He's great.
Let me clarify what I'm saying. I just think this storyline, if they would have started with this storyline, I know that you just can't figure out story. Maybe they just someone came up with this, but what if they would have started with this as he left the Shield? This storyline, him getting this beaten down and with this mystery, and then he kind of rises above and then he becomes Roman Reigns. Do you think the crowd would have appreciated him more if he would had to deal with something like this?
Yes, 100%. I'm loving this whodunit angle.
So cool.
It's so fun to see how people are getting pulled in, and is it this person? Is it that person? I think the WWE knows that we're all trying to figure it out online as well, and so they're seeing things like, oh, everyone thinks it's Daniel Bryan, so let's front that, but then not actually give that away. I'm absolutely loving it. I just hope it doesn't turn into a who drove the Hummer kind of thing or one of those situations, but for today and for
who
what we're in,
did it.
I'm loving it.
Great.
I'm loving just trying to figure out who may have done it. I love it. And you're right. I think Roman Reigns is
I just think he's really good right now. Yeah, I just think he's getting to the point where the storyline is so great. People are interested in seeing who was beating up Roman Reigns. People are not like, yeah, you got attacked. It's not like that. No. It's like, I mean, who did attack this guy? Samoa Joe was over here thing. Like, get a medic. You know what I mean?
Right.
Who is this?
So, throwing people off.
So before I move on, do you guys think will it be a tremendous letdown if it's not somebody spectacular? Or do you need someone like brand new? Do you need like an Aleister Black? Do you need somebody that you would be shocked over, or you would just be a great wrestler would be okay?
You need like either an old rival, somebody new, but somebody new with some juice behind them, or they can, I hope they don't, but they can do a funny angle where it's somebody you least expect it, like it could have been one of the female wrestlers, or like somebody that you least expect it, and it then becomes funny because whatever happened. I hope they don't go that route, but they have in the past with certain situations, but I think you can go any of those three routes.
Yeah. Are the matches seeming more competitive over these last couple of weeks, like just matches in general, right?
For sure.
It's crazy, right?
They're going longer. There's a lot more near falls. It's harder to predict. That tag team match with Ricochet, I had no idea which way it was going,
right?
Because it could have been any of them,
right?
And as TK mentioned, Ricochet was on another level today.
Which is hard to believe, but he was actually.
Maybe it's too early to say for him, but I feel like he's the best high flyer ever. I mean, maybe he doesn't have the length of time.
Have you seen him in Lucha?
Chat, what say you?
Yeah, Prince Puma?
Yeah, Lucha, he was amazing.
Chat, do you think Ricochet is the greatest high flyer of all time? What say you?
Greatest. He still needs time.
We'll see if people agree with Jack.
I mean, it's very early, obviously, in his career, but
you allowed to go out on a limb, though.
Who's, like, yeah, if you wait until it's already obvious, it's no fun, but I mean, who can outfly him right now?
I don't know, man.
And I love Lucha Underground. I love the cruiserweights back in the WCW days. I love a lot of high flyers, but I don't know anyone who can fly like that.
Bold statement of the night.
He's a bad boy, man. When I first seen him, if y'all check the tape, your DJ check the tape. I'm gonna find this tape because y'all think I'll be just saying stuff, man. Everything I say, as crazy it may be, it takes thought. I said the second that dude in NXT, I said this dude is a world champion.
Well, he was in NXT for a hot minute.
He can do anything Seth Rollins can do. He can do any single move, match for match. He can do whatever he can do. So what I'm trying to say is Seth Rollins is champion. And if Ricochet can do everything Seth Rollins can do, what I'm trying to say is if he was champion,
more than Seth Rollins.
I'm trying to be nice tonight. I don't want nobody jumping down my throat, getting all in their feelings.
I mean,
chat blowing up. Dislike button. You slandering Seth Rollins. I'm upset. I'm like, I don't give a damn about y'all. But go ahead.
No, but there's nothing. it's just a genetics thing too. Like Seth Rollins is great at being Seth Rollins.
And I'm just saying.
But with Ricochet, there's things that
try to be nice.
Yeah, but Seth Rollins has been in WWE for how long, right? Ricochet just got there. The things that we've seen Ricochet do, there's certain things that we have never seen Seth Rollins do. And there's just a few things. It's not like, oh my God, it's like night and day. But it's a few things. It's just like some people can jump certain level and some people can jump a certain level. That doesn't mean that they're not good players.
I agree.
So, like, I mean, it is what it is, but I'm definitely interested to see what they're going to do with that and how that's going to play into his character.
Shout out to Monge, man. I think all the way from the UK, what's good, baby? I'm telling you. That's crazy, man. That's respect. That's dedication. That's loyalty. I don't even know what the hell's going on with y'all. 9 hours ahead right now? Respect, man. But anyway.
Shout out to Barry Mack.
Yeah.
And Hattie Mack.
I want to give a quick shout out to Buddy Murphy, man, for last week's performance against Roman Reigns. I'm sorry I didn't say that earlier. I should have tweeted it or something, face chatted or snap tweeted or something. Listen, this dude is unbelievable, man. And I knew we could wrestle, but it's those kind of matches that open your eyes, and I just wanted to make sure people understand that how impressed I was with that. It was unbelievable, man. I think that is one of Roman Reigns, top five Roman Reigns match of his career.
Yeah.
I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah.
Any match, any stage, any pay-per-view, any title match, top five match Roman Reigns ever had, ask him. Ask him when his career is over, what do you think was one of your best matches? He'll be like, man, that Buddy Murphy match. Buddy Murphy.
August 9th, 2019.
I'm telling you, man. Very impressive, though.
So, Dylan's doing a tweet, get Coco Cena back on Twitter. Oh, you kicked off of Twitter?
No, I modified it. No, it is actually at Coco Cena now. Listen, I'm telling you. All week I'm clear, man.
I ain't getting no money from this name, though.
No, real talk, you might have to get broke off, because when it was like available, I'm like, dang, she might have to get a little bit of guap for that. But listen, it's on air. You can just lawyer be like, yo, listen, he said she can get money. I'm like, I never said that. You need to bring the tape in.
And I'm forever like, bringing tape for screenshot and stuff and proving it to people. So
I said, she really brought the tape up. August 19th, I can't believe it. But no, so we get Corey Graves is on vacation, so we get a legendary Jerry Lawler out there.
Is Carmella on vacation, dude?
That's a good question.
Oh, okay.
Boo Fang right there. F-A-B-O-F-F-E-E. Listen, no, so we got... So Jerry, he's bringing back the King's Court. He wants to talk to the blue-haired meanie, you know what I mean, Sasha Banks. And then all of a sudden, the Fiend music hits, Bray Wyatt's music hits, and it's very interesting because, like, Jerry Lawler did, like, what a black person would do in real life to me. He's like, that was the blackest thing I've ever seen in my life. He heard the music, he's like, nah, we out. Me, I'm out. I'm out. He's like, I'm out. I was like, yo, Jerry, that's what I would have did. That was so black. That was like a brother thing. It was like an ethnic thing. He's like, I've seen this movie before. I'm out. But he didn't make it. He gets the mandible claw, unfortunately. Broke my heart in two. Bray Wyatt still just running amok, man. Just being very disrespectful. So rude to the icon. So rude to the legends. We didn't get ourselves.
I like this, though.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
I love the Jerry Lawler getting out of the ring.
Man, he was. I said he might make it.
Poor Jerry didn't quite get there, but yeah, I thought it was really fun seeing the Fiend come out and get another legend.
Why not? Like that's what built Randy Orton. Not just being with Evolution, but that Legend Killers tour, the T-shirt was one of my favorite T-shirts of all time. That he was being legitimate legends at that time. Like legitimate. Yeah. That checkbox was getting just higher and higher, and like that established him as doing something. I'm not saying it's on the same level. I'm just saying it feels a little kind of like that.
Do you think they're prepping him for something? Like, we saw, like, all the promos, which were great.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're seeing him in the ring in some form, but now he's getting at the Legends. Like, do you think it's going to be... Do you think there's, like, a long game for this?
Maybe.
Because he can't get injured doing that.
No, he can't.
So,
and like I said, and eventually he's going to have to face somebody. I see. I don't know what's going on title picture right now. You know, it's not that many titles right now. But
yeah, but would it tie into the Legends thing? Mm. If it's, you notice they're all very lovable Legends too. It's not just like a person that's older that used to wrestle. It's like Jerry Lawler is very lovable. Oh, everyone loves him. Everyone loves Mick Foley. Everyone loves Kurt Angle. It's very lovable Legends. It's not just, oh, this is some older wrestler.
Or if they get to like Randy Orton, Randy Orton's like, yeah, not today. And that's when they start fighting.
That'd be dope.
He's like, the whole
It's cool because it's been so many years that he's actually like, he's like on legendary status. He's getting the legendary status. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be amazing?
He's like, yeah, nah. I don't know what you thought.
He's starting to tour on you.
The lights go out and then they come back on RKO. Boom.
Yeah, I was like, I know what you thought, but that's not happening today.
Oh, so speaking of just people just being amazing, man, Becky Lynch, I feel, cut the greatest promo of her entire career tonight, just how she did it. Now, I just want to point out that everything I said about Sasha Banks last week, Becky Lynch said tonight. Now, y'all ain't gonna be on her comments and her Twitter, are y'all?
I'm sure they are.
Because all I'm trying to say is she said what I said last week, but worse. She said what all I said, because everything I said, guys, comes from a real place, some inside information place. A lot of people ain't privy to information I'm privy to. And I'm just saying, Becky Lynch spoke some real stuff tonight. And if y'all really read between the lines, Becky was speaking from the heart. That's why the promo was so crisp. Jack Former would say you, because that joint was spicy.
It drives me nuts. It drives me nuts, because I said I wasn't a huge fan of Becky Lynch's
promos.
That's
all you said.
And then I even tried to defend myself in the comments, and of course Becky comes out and just
promo
crushes
murder.
It and makes me look like an idiot the next
Jack,
week.
That's the promo of her career, man.
So I... You win, Becky Lynch. You win.
My goodness gracious.
I tip my hat. You win. I give up.
The best wrestling promos to me when there's a little bit of personal stuff in between there that's mixed in with the whole act. Mm-hmm. People don't know how real. There's a lot of things. A lot of people don't understand that Cena Rock thing. There was a lot of personal stuff going on there. Mm-hmm. People don't understand there's so many real elements to wrestling. That's what makes it so amazing, so palpable. That Cena Rock thing, if you really watch it, and when Cena says stuff that Rock's not prepared for, the Rock is pissed because he's never been out of control before. Mm. Go back and watch how real.
To Rock, though. He got married.
Yes, he did. Boo thang.
Got married yesterday.
Shout out to Dwayne Johnson. Old Dwayne. You know what I mean? I've been saying, so like the best promos are when there's some visceral stuff, when you're live and on TV, and like when Punk used to say stuff to Triple H's like, oh, you just said that on live TV. But
you see that with Randy Orton and Kofi Kingston.
Yeah,
now.
That's real
and
stuff.
It's very, you can tell it's real.
But they've
it's
had beef for a while. But that's the thing, though. Here's the question. So you bring in the real stuff, and of course it's a little bit more personal, and now the promos are great. Right, but does it speak to somebody being a great wrestler if there isn't real stuff and the promo's still great?
Yeah, I think that makes you better. Like a la Samoa Joe, who thinks the best promo cutter in the business, and he can do both. He can get personal, or he can just cut a promo. I know as far as when you suspend disbelief just for a second, and you're like, okay, there's something. Oh, actually, know that actually was a real thing. Right. Because you know, everybody knows everything. All the fans know the real stuff. But did he just say something about his? Mm-hmm. Ooh, whoa, wait a minute. So like, but you're right. I think it's both ways though, man. But true greatness is when you can just draw from nothing.
Yeah, can draw from nothing.
You can cut a promo. Right. On a potted plant, man, and the plant's like, oh, for real, bro? Like, you just go, yeah. You go, I'm a little fern, man. What you going? Just going? Samoa Joe can cut a promo on a potted plant, yes. and then you be like, that plant just got served.
Right. I'm gonna water this poor plant.
I know you're like, bro. I got to. I'm sorry.
Just water you. It's okay.
He shredded you. We finally get to the King of the Ring, and we thought it's gonna be like drawn out a little bit. You know, first round matchup, pretty great. You know, Cedric and Zayn, Joe and Cesaro, Mr. Machine came in and beat the brakes off of Cesaro. I didn't think he tapped him out to the coquina, but he did, and I'm all about it. Samoa Joe is on a roll right now. I think. Wait a minute, Flobo, since you all up in the chat, I thought that was your pick to win it all, old Cesaro. What say you, Flobito.com?
That was his pick to win it all.
Okay. Bracket busted.
My bracket's still perfect. Perfect bracket.
What you think?
No big deal.
Perfect bracket, Jack. Jack don't crack. Bracket don't crack either. Listen, what you guys think?
Jacketology,
man. What you guys think of the match? What do you think this means for us? Samoa Joe is probably going to go deep into the King of the Ring, you think?
The thing with Samoa Joe is that we know he has a skill, and it's like there's been plenty of times where it's like he was almost at the mountaintop. He's been to the mountaintop, of course, because he's been there for a minute.
Yeah.
But there's times where it's just like they just use him to push whatever agenda there is.
Who is that again?
Samoa Joe. Mm. They just use him to push because he's that good. Because he's a great wrestler. He can cut promos. He can do it all. And, you know, he can play the crowd into whatever he wants to play. So it's like they're pushing him. Sometimes they push him. Mm. They use him to push somebody else. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't see him winning because he's just such a great worker. And WWE just uses him a lot more than actually, you know, giving him the payoff.
It'd be amazing, amazing honor if he got that dub, though. Mm-hmm. We're speculating. Mm-hmm. Who do you have winning?
Ricochet.
Oh, yeah, Ricochet winning at all.
Mm-hmm. I have Ricochet.
That's a fair point. Vince likes him. Loves him.
I think if he gets past Drew McIntyre, I think that's the big one.
That will say a lot. That will speak volumes.
Yeah, if really he will. Because otherwise, I think Drew McIntyre is going to win it.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully, he deserves it.
But both Drew McIntyre and Samoa Joe are those kind of guys that, should they be at the top? Yes. Mm-hmm. Do they lose randomly to random people?
Yeah.
Also, yes.
Drew McIntyre loses more often than Samoa Joe.
Yeah, Samoa Joe's he's picking up a couple dubs right now, you know what I mean?
Samoa Joe's one of those guys, it's kind of like when you start a diet and then you kind of fall off a little bit, and you're like, okay, well, now I'm just going to start over on Monday. You start over on Monday, and then, like,
lose a couple pounds and then you eat a couple burgers.
And that's like his pushes where it's like, okay, we're going to use him. You know what? Let's just after this next pay-per-view. Mm-hmm. Okay, the next pay-per-view builds up. You know what? Let's just maybe push it back to the next big one. Mm-hmm. And that's
a fair one. We got to Cedric versus Sami Zayn. It's interesting. Cedric's clearly on the rise. You can't have him have a great rivalry with Drew McIntyre, a quick rivalry, and then lose to Sami Zayn. Cedric could shock the world. Actually, he's actually my dark horse to win it all, by the way, which is crazy. Man.
Oh my god! Ain't that crazy? So hope so.
Isn't that crazy? My dark horse. So. I ain't making no fancy bracket like Jack Farmer.
I mean, Jack Farmer has.
I ain't make no fancy PowerPoint presentation. I ain't do anything like that.
If you don't any spoilers, don't check out my Twitter. You're gonna see it. It's gonna ruin the whole thing for you.
Yeah, but Sid gets the dub over Sami Zayn. Man, great match.
They've been poo pooing on Sami Zayn forever.
Yeah, it was weird though. You know, Sami, man, listen. Let me just speak to you personally, man. Stop coming out different every week, man. You messing up the 2K graphics, man. They got to keep updating. You got to come out the same entrance every single time. He's messing up the graphics, man.
Right.
He comes out, he flips on, rolls around, and it goes. You can't stop moving around, man. You got.
He's trying to figure it out.
No, man. You got to stop messing up the guy that makes the graphics and the mocap stuff. Got to be like, yo, do one. Undertaker is the same entrance for 20 years.
Right. There's an animator that has to stay late.
Come
tonight.
On, man.
Like, oh,
Sami Zayn.
I just finished the last one.
Like he's like rolling on the ground. And he's like, and all of a sudden he just starts standing. I'm like, yo, bro, he ain't rolling no more. Update 2K20 update 2K21 update.
It's actually funny. I was watching that Steve Austin. He was on the chicken wing like YouTube show.
Oh, hot wings. Hot ones.
And he was talking about how Jake the Snake, his like prep for getting the ring is the most like simplest but most like just raw. Like he'll just smoke. And he'll smoke some more, and he'll take his last drag, throws the cigarette, grabs the snakes, and just walks.
Pretty amazing.
It's just like...
I would love to see that. Like a young Steve Austin watching, that's probably amazing. Like, just looking back on that.
Crazy.
Man, we got a tag team match, Ricochet and The Miz versus Drew and Corbin, kind of setting up what the matches are going to be, just giving you like a little taste, a little preview. The Miz and Ricochet win with an amazing tag team. Miz is a consummate professional. Miz can wrestle with or against anyone. He's just one of those guys. He's interchangeable. True wrestling fan, true student of the game, first ballot Hall of Famer. So when I see The Miz wrestle, I know what I'm getting out of Miz.
Right.
I know what spots I'm getting. I know what he's going to do. I know he's going to protect himself, protect others. One of the most uninjured wrestlers in history. I don't think he's ever had a major injury in his entire career. I'm knocking on wood. There's wood somewhere. I knock on my head. You can call that wood. Why not? I just don't want my man to get hurt now.
He stays.
Yeah. Great match. It goes back to what you were saying earlier, Jack. Ricochet somehow went to another level tonight, which is comical to me, but he did.
Bounces around, but it seems so fluid, everything he does. Mm-hmm. It's great.
But I think I said that a couple weeks ago, where it's just like, you know, it felt like Ricochet was holding back based off of the performance that we saw of him in Lucha Underground.
Quite possibly.
And I'm sure, and based off of the stuff that from Lucha Underground, we still haven't seen his full potential.
Maybe he had to earn their trust. I remember I was talking about how I think it's just to protect him. Maybe he had to be like, yo, let the training wheels off, man. Let him, and they're probably like, all right, man, go ahead, bro. Like, he's a creative character anyway.
You only, like... you can only, like, I think X-Pac talked about this, like, you can only do that type of stuff for a certain period
of
time.
It's true.
So it's just kind of like, why not allow him to do that if he's capable of doing that?
I agree. I was always agree with you on that. I was trying to find a reason why he was dialed back from Lucha. And all I kept thinking about was, like, maybe they just don't want him to get hurt. Because he's a high commodity. I'm telling you, he's a video game. He's the future.
Who else is doing that?
Nobody.
Currently on the roster is doing anything that he did today?
The closest high flyer to him is the Genius of the Sky, Io Shirai, man. But Ricochet just moves at a higher tempo, a faster tempo, and does more spots than she does.
Well, and they're not highlighting her as they should. So
you know where I'm at with that. So. Zeno Hour has entered the chat. He's entered the building.
Yes, I saw that.
All
Zeno
hail
welcome.
Zeno Hour. Was really good, baby. But we get 24/7 title of they did a little graphic. Then we got a little moment of that. My boy Elias is holding the title. For a little bit. We actually had a baby match. Probably one of the longest matches in 24/7 history. It was amazing. But everybody thought I was crazy. But look how it looks when somebody holds the belt for more than 2 seconds. That looks viable. Is this not the most viable Elias has looked in recent memory? Am I wrong? Right? Where am I at with this?
Well, I mean, Elias, he's another one where it's just like they build him up to a certain point and you feel like the powers that be are loving him. And you feel like, okay, he's going to get a belt or some type of match of some sort, some type of substance. And then all of a sudden he's singing like 5 more songs and we don't see him for a week or two.
I like this angle, though. Jack, do you like him having the belt? Do you think this is going to be just a build up to like a match? Or do you just think it's just another guy holding them?
I think it'll be a build up to a match at Clash of Champions. Mm-hmm. I like it because it gives him something.
Yeah.
I think Elias is so much untapped potential. He's so good
at... Hard to argue that.
Just on the mic and just getting the crowd invested in what he's into.
Absolutely.
He's so good, so I hope he keeps it, and I hope it becomes something. He said today that it was his farewell...
I don't believe that.
Performance. And so I was going to say...
You think he might be done with the guitar.
Are they going to try to move away from that aspect? I don't know. I actually like him with the guitar. I know people have called it a crutch before. I like him with the
Jim
guitar.
Did.
I just
Jim
want
did.
Him to have... more to do.
No, the thing is, it only became a crutch when he wasn't winning matches.
And that's all he was doing. He wasn't even,
he wasn't even doing matches. Like, that's why it became a crutch. It's not a crutch if you honky-tonk man it. Honky-tonk man, listen, man, he would beat the brakes off people. Mm-hmm. And you knew before every match is over, he's hitting somebody to hit with that guitar. Like, Elka Bong style, man. Shout out to Elka Bong. If y'all know who that is, look it up, man. Look up Elka Bong, man. That's that quick draw McGraw right there. But anyway, but listen, no, but for real, man, maybe you're right about this. Such untapped potential. He's a monster. He's a beast. He has the physique. He has the mic skills. Very, very underrated guy on the roster, I believe.
Yeah. We've seen so many great possible matches where it's just like, oh, this will be exciting. And then they just water it down. And then you don't hear about it anymore.
I mean, it's interesting. He can get the crowd so into what he's, booing him or so against him. And then they just don't carry on with
that.
It. Could you imagine if he was getting the crowd like that and then having a feud with someone that the crowd loves? Like, if he had a feud with Ricochet, for instance, and was, hitting Ricochet with the guitar or getting everyone against himself so that they love Ricochet more, I feel like they could get the crowd just blowing up. But.
Well, I mean, he has the crowd because every city, at one point when we saw him every week, every city that he went to, he had like a whole bunch of stuff to say negatively about the city.
He does the research. He's old school in that regard. He does, classic.
I wonder if he does the research or somebody else does the research.
I'll give him credit until someone figures out otherwise, but I like that. That's old school 101, man. You go in and you want to get heat, man. You talk trash about how to crash, especially if it's something like Toronto losing Kawhi Leonard or losing a the wounds are still fresh. That's old school. Right. You just put the salt in the wound. You know what I mean? He's a student of the game in that regard. Mm-hmm. We had a United States Championship ish kind of was via DQ, but then that leads us to like a main event with which is very, very interesting, man. This Raw is very interesting, man. It's one of the best Raws I've seen in a while, man. Very seamless, very, very fast paced, top to bottom. I like the guy that came in the commentary. No disrespect to Corey Graves, but Corey Graves, when you keep indicating so much that someone's is going this could be their moment. This could be their moment. They're always going to lose. Like, he killed me in SummerSlam. The one, oh my gosh, what match? Which match was it? When it was like, what was the title match? When he just kept saying, this is going to be the moment. This is it. This is, I was like, and they, I said, they're losing, bro. You gotta. Right. He has to back off a little bit because I knew for a fact that person wasn't gonna win. And I usually am not like that. Commentators are supposed to suspend disbelief, and you're not supposed to think anything of it. They're like referees. They're just
right.
But he's killing me with that. So it was kind of refreshing to hear somebody different. Yeah. And I love me some Corey Graves, man. But SummerSlam, he really got to me, man. I was like, bruh, I gotta not think he's going to win, man.
I think those are optional, too, because
he doesn't. Oh, he doesn't have to do that at all.
Yeah, I forgot who. There's another like Xbox show. Somebody was saying how they don't. They rather not know what's going on. So I think it's optional. I think Corey Graves is in the position that he's in where he can say, I want to know everything that's going on.
That's true. Touche.
Yeah. So
I think could be a good point. To his defense too. I think because he's on every show, easy to get very oversaturated with
it. I love Corey Graves. Let me preface my statement. I love Corey Graves, man.
I think he does a fine job. I do think I would rather him only on one show though, as opposed to both shows, personally.
Because he's super heel too. He's super. Yeah. I love him though, man. Don't get me wrong. I just that SummerSlam match threw me. I figured out which one I'm talking about. Because I was laying him like, damn, man, bro, chill. But yeah, we get to, like I said, it was very interesting. We get the blue haired meanie was backstage, man. Coming
blue haired.
Is she not beating the brakes out of everybody?
She was off for a period of time.
That's what Becky Lynch said.
She changed her hair color and she's like, look, I'm gonna get what's mine.
Becky Lynch said she was whinging. You know what that means? That means she was whining and complaining. That's a European thing right there. That's a Europeanism. That's like a British, Scottish, Irish thing right there. She was whinging. I mean, she was moaning. I mean, she was complaining because she didn't get her way. All I know is I said that last week. Everybody acting like I was saying, well, listen, the sun ain't warm. Hey, sky ain't blue.
Look at this situation.
All I know is the last kicker backed me up. Shout out to Becky Lynch.
No, The thing with Becky Lynch is she did that last year.
Becky Lynch always making me a believer. She backs me up all the time. Every time I say something crazy. Yo, this is crazy. Every talking about, I go, no. I was just stating something that everybody at backstage wants to say. And tonight was the night I was validated. That's all I'm going
to
say.
You just need to get that clip of the video and pin it on Twitter.
I'm like, blah, 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 blah. And they're like, boop. Becky Lynch was like, and people for, and y'all was watching this, everybody watching, like I watched this. She said there was times where I wanted you here more than you wanted to be here. Like I was helping you get here and you didn't want to wrestle. Like I ain't go there. Becky, y'all gotta listen to that promo. Becky got
personal. It was a great promo, but you have to realize in life sometimes you're in certain situations where you're just like, you don't know if you want it, and then you take a moment and then you realize that you want it and you go after it.
So that's what you thought was going on these past 4 months? You really think that's what was going on?
Look, I'm gonna.
And she didn't want it?
But the thing is, Becky was in that situation too, where she felt like she wasn't getting her justice.
Did she threaten to quit?
We don't know. Look, I'm just trying to play devil's advocate. We can't all be on the same page here.
I'm just saying. Shout out to the last kicker. She was like, yo, Mac, I got you, baby. I got you.
That's what she said.
She did because out of nowhere, she cut some random promo backstage. She watched the show. Evidently, she was looking at all these dislikes.
She
might have been like, yo, Mac, I got you, bro. I got you. I'm about to be in the Hall of Fame one day. I got you. Because they don't got to listen to you, but they got to listen to me. I'm the man. I'm Becky Lynch. I'm like, thanks, boo-boo. I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you, girl. I'll buy you some dinner sometime, man. Seth Rollins, you ain't invited.
Damn. But
you ain't
invited, Seth Rollins. You, Becky and Heidi, that's it.
You never know, couple drinks, you never know. Oh, you know what I mean? We get them.
Red hair, orange hair.
And now I'm like, yo, let's go to Ireland, let's kick it, man. You know what I mean? Let's chill, let's cut a couple promos in Ireland.
I don't even know, but yeah. So,
yeah, how, going way over the toilet.
You guys, man, that dinner went really well.
Yeah, we're going to Ireland.
You guys really hit it off.
We're on vacation.
Listen, you don't see Evan and
Heidi
for like 3 months.
We're on Instagram. I'm like,
they're gone. They're gone for 3 months. He comes back as the women's champion.
Listen, things have changed. Listen. No, I'm getting way off tangent. Listen, no, she had a nice promo, and then Sasha was like, she cut a real nice, you know, traditional heel promo. I thought it was pretty good. I like the whole walk off. Always like that. Then Natty cut her promo, and then she beat the brakes off Natty. I don't know where they're going with this. You think they're going triple threat? Because I didn't think they were going triple threat. Now I feel like they might be going triple threat because it's interesting.
Aren't you excited to see it now?
Listen, the thing about it is, I was excited before anything happened. Yeah. I like when the women get shine, get treated not
it's
like
not
they're
like
women,
a friendship
like they're just
thing. Yeah. It's about business.
It's about business, mm-hmm. and it's a storyline that's been built, you know, and it's just women just going.
And I think somebody said, yeah, I know what's I know what's happened with Sasha. I'm probably privy to more information than you know.
That's what I'm trying to tell you haters out there.
I'm just saying, you know, we all can't agree on the same thing.
Oh, no, we can't.
It doesn't make for a good show.
Because contrary
to
my belief,
let me do what I do.
I'm playing devil's advocate. A lot of people don't understand. I play a role on this show. Does anybody not figure this out yet?
What role do you play? The
girl? I just play a role on the show. Listen, listen. No.
What was the red face?
Listen, I play a role in the show. I just put out views and just throw things out there just to ruffle feathers. Nobody asked me how Evan Mack feels. Anyone ask me how I
feel?
Jack, does anybody ask me how I feel and how I feel about stuff? Can anybody ask me how I feel, how my day is going? Nobody. Like, Evan, how do you really how do you really feel about Sasha? I'm like, she cool. She's cool.
I'll say, I thought she did a great job tonight. I think she did a great
job.
She
was incredible. And she looked fine as hell tonight. See, people don't understand. I'm objective.
TK's boudoir right now.
Yo, oh, speaking of the boudoir, man. Yo, DJ, whenever you get a chance, bro. Hey.
He's on it.
Yo, Jim, where you about kicking the door, Jim?
Don't do that.
Jim, please.
Don't do that, Jim. So, TK's Boudoir is brought to you by Center Inn Skincare and Candles. If you want some cocoa butter, body scrubs, candles, all that good stuff, you can go to centerinncompany.com, put in the promo code AfterBuzzTV, and you get a discount for everybody who's watching and listening to us currently. Also, some big news, if you didn't know, if you are Spanish-speaking, WWE Español is coming up right after this show. I've been asked by Leslie, who I like, to promote the show, so she gets that, because I like Leslie. So go and support Leslie and WWE Espanol Raw on AfterBuzz TV. So in the boudoir today, Ricochet, because we talked about him a long time.
Shout out to Ricochet.
I think he did an amazing job. I can't wait to see more. Booker T. Mm-hmm. He had actually a really great women's event in Texas last week.
They're doing big things.
Yeah, man. Last week. It was really, really great. Kiera Hogan was there. A whole bunch of, Faye Jackson was there as well. Really great event. Mm-hmm. And then Sasha Banks. Because mm-hmm.
She looked amazing.
Her that outfit, the hair, everything looked fire.
Amazing.
So kudos to her. I'm interested to see her transition. Because she started in pink, then she went to purple, and she does this like weird thing with her color.
The spectrum and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so I'm interested to see the spectrum of her hair.
Yeah, Shockwave, I hear what you're saying out there, but like listen, this I don't get into the ins and outs and stuff like that. I get certain information from certain people that are in the business and they tell me certain things and I kinda say what they are. Like all the stuff you say in the herbist being disgruntled or wanting this and wanting that from the company, listen, they ain't got nothing to do with that. They ain't got nothing to do with me, man. All I know is that WWE is unlike any other place. Wrestling in the pecking order is like any other place. I don't give a damn what you want. That's just not how it works there. Mm-hmm. How many times and how many reports do you know of people that have done that and not gotten away with it? People mm-hmm. don't understand this. Austin walked away. If y'all think she's on his level, then we gotta have another conversation. Because he didn't get his way and he took his ball and went home and they were like, all right, mm-hmm. bro. That's crazy to me. And that's when he was nuclear.
Yeah, but look at Dolph Ziggler.
So what I'm trying to say is, guys, don't be so quick to be like, it's not like a company. This ain't Starbucks. This ain't like a place you work at where you can just get pitch a fit and get your way. I'm just saying it wasn't the best approach.
I'm just in general not a believer. If you sign a contract that say you're going to do something and then get halfway through it and say, okay, I'm not going to follow through with what I agreed to. Unless I get something different than what I agreed to.
Well, I mean, again, it's you're talking about a lot of different things, right? So we were talking about Sasha Banks, who was pretty much, you know, she's WWE champion. She's had all these belts. They put her on this pedestal, right? Mm-hmm. So she wasn't in the pecking order. She was kind of at the top. She wasn't at the bottom trying to scrape, or she wasn't like, you know, trying to figure it out. They put her on the top, and she was well deserved to be on top. So now you're in this place where you think you're in a good position, and you're great with everybody, and you're not getting what you want. And that's part of life. And sometimes you're like, okay, I think I deserve this, and I'm going to talk to the powers that be. And if they don't want to, then she can go home, or we can have a discussion about it and see what works. And that's essentially what happened. Yes, they took her off of TV, but they had to make things work. She could have left, but I highly doubt they were allowing her to leave. If you look at Dolph Ziggler, his contract is crazy.
Crazy.
And he wanted to leave. And essentially what happened with that, they're like, no, we don't want you to leave. We're going to allow you to do everything you want and sign you for, I think it was like 7 years or some.
It's amazing, and like I say, and they value her. They got her on Cricket Wireless. Like she's one of the most popular wrestlers there is. This ain't no personal attack. This is literally me speaking from seeing the same stuff for a long time and hearing from people that a lot of people ain't privy to telling me how things are going. And I'm just saying, you can do what you want to do. I'm just saying, if things don't go the way you want, you can't blame everybody else.
You're rolling dice. Look at Leo Rush.
I was just about to say that.
Leo Rush is not here. He rolled the same dice.
He just wasn't on Sasha's. He didn't build up Sasha's credit.
Right.
And they were like, bruh, are you crazy?
Yeah, you just got here.
Yeah, see, she built up credit with great matches against great wrestlers and spent a lot of time cutting her teeth in NXT and built her way up and has connections in the entertainment industry. Mm-hmm. That goes a long way with the flagship, man. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, like, it almost, they were like, yo, we're going to just chill for a little bit. But I think it's interesting either way. Either way, whatever they're shaping out to be, she adds something different to it while Ronda's doing her thing, living her life. They're figuring out ways to raise the bar for Becky. And this thing seems like it's going to be personal. If y'all think that promo's a one-off, it's crazy. She's about to cut another one in the same, probably face-to-face. Oh, yeah. That's going to be probably worse than that. Mm-hmm. So y'all just get ready for me to be right again.
I'm not agreeing to that part. I'm agreeing to those great promos.
The last kicker. Listen, man, Baron Corbin sighting. I didn't want to just gloss over Baron Corbin. Mm-hmm. I know we took the L, but I just wanted because I missed Jim. Like, yo, Jim.
We were just talking to Jim today.
But I'm just saying we didn't talk about his boy Baron Corbin.
Here's what you guys don't know. We have a chat where we talk to Jim almost every single day. Where Jim sends 40 or 50 text messages every single day about Jim's goings and comings and goings ins and comings ins of women. We know what he's doing. He is living his best life. You say you're missing Jim? For real?
I just miss him saying, my boy Baron Corbin. That's all I miss. Braun and Rollins versus the OC for the tag team championship out of nowhere. Braun and Rollins are the new tag team champions. Rollins has the Universal Championship. WWE is the most amazing place in the world. I don't understand what the hell is going on. Don't know implication. Don't know storyline. Don't care. It was amazing, Jack Farmer.
I loved it. I loved it. I love the title change. At first, when it first happened, I was like, what are they doing? But
it's about
honestly, it's so much more interesting with them having the titles than the OC having the titles. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's... I get that the OC is an actual tag team, so there's this part of me that's like, no, they should have it. But now it's, what's going to happen with the tag team titles? Mm-hmm. What's going to happen with those two? How is that going to impact the OC? Because the OC is not going to just go away. Mm-hmm. So that's going to continue. And I think it's a lot more interesting than if the OC just retained, or I thought it was going to be a DQ.
Right, off the top.
I was like, oh, it's just going to be a DQ, whatever, but... I'm fascinated to see where they go with this. So I love the change because I'm interested in it. Where if it was just if they retained, it'd be like, okay.
Surprising title changes to me always are amazing if they're placed properly. And this one was properly placed. I think it shocked a few people. St. Paul was hot tonight. TK, what say you?
I totally agree. I think they need to. What they tried with the OC, I wasn't even for it. So I think they need to rebrand it or slightly tweak it a little bit. So this would be a good opportunity to do that.
And a certain shock with you in your bag tonight. He said that was a crappy ending because the OC are a joke. And I said they gave him a year, but WWE made them a joke in 1 month. I'm like, really? I thought they got pretty good pretty quick, actually. I think they've been reminding people how great they were, man.
I was never a big Luke Gallows fan, but for some reason he's growing on me, too, with the group. At first with the face paint, I was kind of like, I don't know. But I don't know. He seemed bigger tonight. Standing next to Braun Strowman, who is obviously still bigger than Gallows, but even then, it was like, whoa, he's measuring up to this guy. And I thought Gallows did a great job. I like the OC. I agree. I think the name's kind of bad, but the team as it is and their look, I like it. I like them right now. I think they're great.
Yeah, but maybe this who knows what happens now. They just lost.
I've got to.
He's like, I like them a lot.
I've got to live in the moment. I like them right now in this moment. They're great. Because I think also this is AJ teasing for the world. They're teasing a bigger pay-per-view. AJ going for the world title.
I see.
And so I think right now they have to pull them back a little bit to give themselves time to get to that. Because if they just won and kept bowling them over, it'd be, okay, when's AJ getting the world title shot?
Hmm. Man. I'm with you. I said I thought it was amazing tonight, man. Raw was amazing tonight, man.
Tina amazing. Says the face paint is a nod to their New Japan Pro Wrestling days.
Oh, great. Great. Mm-hmm. I like Easter eggs, man.
There you go. Yeah. Thanks, Tina.
Thank you.
I think it kind of works, too. The black light comes down into his beard. I think it's kind of a... interesting, kind of cool look.
I'm all for anybody trying to shake things up. And
you have to try.
You got to try, man. You know what I mean? And, yeah. I, and like I said, wrestling's not the problem anymore. All these guys can go. All these gals can go. It's not, this is, we're getting to the area, we're in the era where they all can go. Mm-hmm. So now it's like, what else do you bring to the table? Because everybody can wrestle. Y'all watch tonight, damn it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, Jack Farmer. Final thoughts, brother?
Yeah, I agree. It was absolutely amazing Raw. It was so much better than I expected it to be today.
I agree, it was great.
There's nothing in it that I was like, oh, this was terrible. Even like I said, even the matches we didn't really look at or cover, like the women's tag team match, at least it still gave us another defense for the tag team champion, women's tag team champions, building that up. Everything had a purpose.
Well,
everything
they can
was
go.
Great.
That was a good thing.
Yeah.
Because the last time was just like, it's okay, but they can actually go. And Alexa Bliss is, we know her skills. In the ring and also on the mic.
That was a good match tonight, too. I like what they're doing with those two. Mm-hmm. I like that, like I said, anytime there's multiple women on there doing their thing, and I like the legitimate tag division. Manny Rose and Sonya Deville getting out there doing things is good. I think they changed what they originally wanted to do. They still can do it. The whole, like, we're friends and then we fight each other thing. Mm-hmm. I think they realized they might have had something there. I was like, this is kind of cool. Let's keep them together. They can still do that whole thing, you know what I mean? But I like it. I like them together and I like what they're doing.
I mean, we'll talk about that next week.
It's one of those weird, odd couples that works out. I like
it. It works, man.
It's
a hype. Like, where's Naomi? That's you right now.
Well, I mean,
that's you right now. Where's she at? We
have a lot of talent, and it's just, you know, it's like you have 3 hours, but you don't have 3 hours, and it's like, well, where is everybody else? And you know,
that was a great Raw, TK.
It was a great Raw.
Jack Farmer, tell all the lovely people at home where they can find you, man. Yep.
You can find me at jackcfarmer.com if you're looking for a DJ, MC, or live event host. You can also find me at Real Jack Farmer across all social media. Especially hit me up on Twitter. I love chatting about all things wrestling there. So if you agree, disagree, whatever, go ahead and hit me up there.
TK Trinidad.
What's up? You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad. You can also go to tktrinidad.com.
Centering.
You can go to centeringcompany.com and get some cocoa butter. We have 3 new scents.
You don't got nothing for the white folks, though.
I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll get Irish.
Ireland. Don't discriminate
anywhere.
Your cocoa butter. Cocoa butter should be for everybody. TK talking about, I got West Indian cocoa butter, Jamaican cocoa butter, Ethiopian cocoa butter. I'm like, what the hell is Ethiopian
cocoa butter?
Shout out to Ireland.
Shout out to all y'all folks who use cocoa butter. If you don't use cocoa butter, hit me up and I'll get you some cocoa
butter. For real, yo, Evan T. Mac, man. Listen, Evan T. Mac on Instagram, at Cocoa Cena on Twitter, man. I had to do a purge. I had to cleanse a couple things out, man. Yo, Mons, what's good? Dylan Matthews, my man from down under.
Facts.
The Gift King, or the Jeff King. I don't give a damn. Man, I'll see y'all next week, man.
Ciao.
Tina, what? Peace.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.